All right, Roy Matlack Jr. here, and we are continuing on our segments on the offense. This is going to go on for a long, long time because it's so much fun saving money, getting ahead, getting a better rate of return. If you just tuned in, we talked about the one of the first steps about moving forward, which is pay yourself first and get started as soon as possible. So what that means is that, you know, the most important step that you can make is you get started. You know, procrastination costs you money. It costs you so much money because the money it costs you is the compounding that you missed out on. All right. And that compounding you missed out on, you can't make up for. So you want to absolutely get started as soon as possible. In the previous segment, we talked about if you put aside $1,000 a month, starting at age 25, you have $4.7 million. But if you wait 5 years to start, it costs you $1.7 million. Gosh, I mean, it's unbelievable. If you wait 15 years, it costs you $3.5 million, and you're 40 years old and you're like, man, I'm behind. I got to save a bunch of money. And there's some keys to it. You know, it's always this. It's the length of time you have, the rate of return you have, and how much you put aside that determines your financial independence number when you're going to get there. So let me give you another example, $100,000. And I have people tell me, they say, why do you talk about $100,000? What is the significance of $100,000? Well, the significance is first off, most people view $100,000 as this mountain. It's not a mountain. All right. Here's what $100,000 is. $100,000 is saving $30,000 a year for 3 years. $100,000 is a young couple getting started making $70,000-$80,000 a year combined income, and they live on nothing for 3 years and save $100,000. Okay. Anybody can save $100,000, but you got to have a plan to save $100,000. How do you have a plan to save $100,000? Well, you don't buy a $40,000 car and have an $800 car payment. And then you don't buy, you know, a house you can't afford. You go live on nothing. All right. Hey, especially if you're newly married, I've got some friends of mine, they're newly married. I mean, I honestly think that the pandemic, they could stay in forever. Okay, and never care. They don't even have to spend any money. They don't have to do anything. They don't care. They're living on love alone. But the good news is because of that, you don't spend any money. So you get in a habit of not spending money. When I was young and getting started, when I went shopping for clothes, I mean, I went to Goodwill. All right, that's where I went. I wasn't going to go spend a bunch of money on clothes. Are you kidding me? I bought everything used. I bought, back then we had VCRs, kind of tells you my age, and we would go buy VCRs. From the my next door neighbor had a repair shop. I'd say, hey man, you got one? Yeah, they were $600 back then. You know, it was new technology. When I was broke, I paid $600 for one. When I was starting to accumulate money, wanted to get ahead, I told my neighbor, hey, bring me one home. Mine died. And I said, you got any that nobody paid for? He says, yeah. So how much? He's like, $50. I'm like, great. And I'll take that. And then I'd go buy a suit, you know, that was a tailor-made suit, just fit me perfect, you know, at the Ladies of Charity or same thing with Goodwill, consignment sales, all that kind of stuff. Paid $50 for a suit. And that's how I operated. And that's how I accumulated money. So one of the things I said was, hey, I'm just going to live on nothing, buy used cars, buy everything you use, have a cheap house payment, all that kind of stuff. And as a result of that, you can start accumulating money. So let's say you got $100,000 and you're 25 years old. Somehow or another, you get $100,000 saved. All right. So think about this. You got $100,000. You're 25 years old. And I know some of you are like that. Look, are you crazy? Nobody can have $100,000. I know tons of people that are 25 that have saved $100,000 and made it. They went out and worked, okay? They went and got excited about something and did it. So anyway, if you do nothing more than put that aside, you'll have $3.6 million at age 65 if you get 9%. If you wait 1 year, once again, just wait a year, it costs you $300,000. You got $3.3 million. But at age 30, if you have $100,000 by the time you're 30, guess what? 9%, you got $2.3 million if you never save another penny. So here's what you do. You say, you know, I got a goal. I'm gonna get $100,000 saved by the time I'm 30. And I can blow 100% of my income forever. All right. Live on 100% All right. And guess what? I got $2.3 million when I retire at age 40. If you get $100,000 saved, that $100,000 at 9% will grow to $940,000. Same deal. That's what you need to be thinking about. So first goal, I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are. You need to get $100,000 saved. And how are you going to do it? Work extra jobs, improve your situation, make more money, cut your expenses, get crazy, do the thing, and you get $100,000 saved. All right. Once you do that, then you say, well, where are we going to put that $100,000? Well, we're going to understand something, the magic of compound interest. The number one rule you should learn when it comes to money is the rule of 72. It says that if you take any interest rate, throw it into your into the number 72, divide it into that, tell you how long it takes your money to double. So let's take that, and let's take that same mindset, and if you get 3%. Now, guys, I talk to people every day. It blows my mind how many people, you know, I meet with people, I do this stuff, and don't be embarrassed about it. Just do something about it. If you're sitting here and you've got cash that's outside of your emergency fund right now, sitting in the bank and it's getting 0.1 or 0.2, I mean, come on. Do you understand how long it takes? At 1%, it takes 72 years for your money to double. If you get 0.1% at the bank, it takes 720 years for your money to double. Think about that. 720 years for your money to double. I mean, are you kidding me? All right, you got $10,000. It's going to take you 700 years for your money to get to 20. Oh, give me a break. I mean, how do we do that? So what we have to do, we have to get a better rate of return on our money. So at 3%, here's what happens. Your money doubles in 24 years, and in 48 years, your money is $40,000. What about 48 years? I'm not even going to be here. Well, you may not, but your money can still be here for your kids, for your grandkids, for your great-grandkids. You build a whole legacy. You know, I was talking to one of my clients this week, and I said, you know, I got this thing called a spendthrift clause, and it says if my kids, you know, when I kick it, they're going to get 25% of the money, but then if they blow through it, they don't get any more money for 10 years. He said, man, that's the most incredible thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, yeah. I said, what happens is then that money, the 75% that's left, if it gets 7%, it's going to double over the next 10 years, and then they get the second shot of 25%. And you know what happens? If they blow it again, they got to starve and work. You know, if they're that dumb, if they're going to go out there and blow all the money, they got to wait 10 years, and maybe they'll be like, man, that was stupid for me to do what I did. And so then 10 years later, they get it again, and 10 years later, that's called creating a family legacy. And hopefully along the way, if you've been educating them, they're going to say, yeah, I'm going to invest this money. I'm going to live off the earnings. I'm going to get it compounded. And then I'm going to get 20% more again. I'm going to go make it on my own. I don't even need that money anyway. But if I do, I'm going to build it. It's going to just get bigger and bigger. That's how you do it. Now, at 3%, 48 years, your money is 10,000 grew to 40, but at 6%, which is still not good, all right, it doubles in 12 years, but it ends up 40,000 versus 160. At 12%, it doubles every 6 years, and in 48 years, you have 2,560,000. So here we are, we have three people, and we could add the fourth. They've got it sitting in the bank, all right, getting nothing, 1%, all right, but you have three people side by side. They all have 10 grand. 48 years later, one of them has 40,000, another has 160, and the other one has 2,560,000. And that's on a one-time $10,000 investment. So if your money is sitting right now in low rates of return, or, you know, in many cases, I see people even doing things worse than low rates of return. They go out and lose their money. They go listen to one of these things on the radio or internet or whatever it is and shows you how to day trade. All right. And so, you know, the best way, most of these day traders that think they're going to do it, they're selling these things, but, you know, to teach you how to day trade. But most of the day traders that I've run into, they're pretty good at taking 50 grand and turning it into 10. All right. That's usually the way it works. Long-term money, they're not day trading. The guys, the people that are running the funds have been around forever. They're not day trading. You know what they're doing? They're buying good companies, researching them, do all the research, and then they hold it for a long, long time, and then they get these kind of rates of return. So the first key is you got to learn the rule of 72 when it comes to getting a better rate of return on your money, the rule of 72. I want to do something a little off track here because, you know, I love businesses that do the right things for people. And, you know, I've bragged on these guys and, you know, the show goes out on podcast and, you know, I know that you're not, a lot of you that are listening right now, you're all over the country, but I want to just give you a little idea, you know, customer service, treating people right, being honest is a good business model. And so I want to tell all you Nashvillians, if you ever need to get your car worked on, every time I go into this place, these guys never fail me, and they're not paying for this. But I had to throw them a little something. Polly's over on Belmont Boulevard, 3200 Belmont Boulevard. Go in there and talk to those guys. If you have anything, I mean, they have treated me right so many times that I thought, you know what? Let's let everybody know about it. If you want to find somebody, an honest place that will actually treat you right in the car business, how about that? Then 3200 Belmont Boulevard, I want to hit that real quick. And then that way you can, you know, you have some place to go. So what we're doing today is we're at the beginning stages of building the offense. When we continue on, we're going to be getting into how funds work. We're going to talk about the different types of accounts, be it managed accounts, be it brokerage accounts, be it no load, front end load, back end load. We're going to talk about annuities. We're going to talk about all those kind of things that are tools that you're going to use in order to be able to one day reach your FIN number to where you can then stop. I mean, that's the key element to what we're doing. And so if you're just tuning in right now, one of the things I would tell you to do is go back and review some of this stuff. You can go to roymatlockjr.com or Google Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour. You can go to your podcast, any of your podcasts, Apple, Android. You can go to Spotify, all those different ones. We have that. It's on iHeart everywhere. You can get this and listen in and start getting educated. Once you're educated, you'll be confident. Once you're confident, you can act, all right, and you're going to wake up one day and say, man, I'm glad I spent the energy and time to do that. I want to encourage you to go to roymatlockjr.com, download all the free resources that we have. This show will continue down the path of the offense. So if you are listening now, be sure to tune in next week when we come back with the offense. With that being said, y'all have a great week, and we will talk to you.